My message tonight for a few minutes will be sharing together. I'll be discussing with you about how to live a prophetic lifestyle. Developing a prophetic lifestyle. Or living a prophetic life. Or being prophetic. Somebody say being prophetic. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you, which was given to you by prophecy. How one can live a prophetic life? How can you tonight? How can you receive the prophetic? We have so many people right now who are believing God for a particular type of a business where it makes a profit, another profit, another profit. Wow, that might be prophetic, but are you prophetic? We have people who are having no boyfriend and they want to get married to a very good man. My friend, that's prophetic. But are you prophetic? You cannot attract what you are not. What you are looking for, it will need a word. And that word, it is a word of prophecy. There must be a prophetic environment for a change to happen, for something to take place. But it will never happen when you are not prophetic. Now, let me say this statement to you. So many people have a prophet, but it's not everybody who has a prophet who is prophetic. So many people have a prophecy, but it's not so many people who have a prophecy that are prophetic. You may actually walk with a prophet every day like this, and you are not prophetic. Am I speaking to you? Come on, somebody say with me, say being prophetic. Say that loud again, say being prophetic. You may be a very wonderful believer, but that does not define you being prophetic. Prophetic lifestyle is very important. The scripture says, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you, not because you had a vision, not because angels came to your room and said, oh, we are angels, we came to tell you that you have this gift. No. But what? Do not neglect that which was given to you by prophecy. So Timothy had a prophecy but was not prophetic. Another good example, King David. So they had a prophet by the name Samuel. Everybody had this prophet. He was the most popular prophet in their days. The Bible says from Dan to Beersheba, nobody despised Samuel, and none of his words fell to the ground. Okay, in other chapters, they call him the most honorable prophet. He was an honorable man. The whole Israel knew if he steps out into the congregation, everybody will be like, prophesy. to an extent that he even said himself, the moment they see me, they will say, I have a prophecy. What shall I say? And God said, don't prophesy to them. He was like that. That if you just appear like this, you begin to shout, prophesy. Prophesy, prophesy. Does it mean when you are prophetic, you must prophesy to people? Absolutely no. It has nothing to do with prophesying to people. Living prophetic, it means that you are living in what, you see, you have aligned yourself into prophecy. And we're going to look at those things now. You ready for that? If you're ready, raise up. I am ready. Now I can hear you shout loud and clear. So I'm ready for the word of the Lord upon my life. Say amen. So the Bible says, this is Timothy. Neglect not. So Timothy was neglecting. He was once given a prophecy that he has a gift. Did you hear that? He was once given what? That he had what? And he forgot about it. So he tried it. It never worked. He tried moving around. Nothing was happening. Then he said, you know what? This thing. Then he began just to pray like a normal man. Until Paul says, neglect not that which we are given by prophecy. I refuse to live a normal life. I am prophetic. Come on, I am prophetic. Say, I refuse to live a normal life. Say, what God said I am, that's what I am. Where God says I will be, that's where I will be. Say, I am a prophetic person. I live a prophetic life. So, hear that. What normally happens with people who say, I'm praying, and then nothing happens. Sometimes it is you are not aligning yourself with what? Prophecy. Are you understanding me? So watch this. So Timothy was called. He had a gift. And he was not living that type of a life. He was not living a life knowing who he was. Until he was reminded. Can you imagine being given a prophecy that you are a kingdom financial? Can you imagine being given a prophecy just like King Saul? King Saul was given a prophecy that he'll be a billionaire, but he never became it. In first Samuel 10, verse 1, he never became it. Not that he would be rich to enrich himself. I always tell you that if you have riches for your life, those riches are not godly riches, because God wants us to have so we can use our resources that he gives us to advance the kingdom. If you are praying to have resources and all you want is to use them for yourself, forget about God's involvement. God is funding people. He told me that. He said, I am funding in this year. God will be funding people who shall have money for the mission. They shall be funded by the Lord. Are you understanding? Whatsoever is happening in the world is so prophetic. Why I'm showing you this? Because I'm teaching you about prophetic life. Now, look at this. Timothy has a prophecy. King Saul has a prophecy. What was the prophecy for King Saul? That he will become a king, not for his own house and glory, but that through him, Israel should be saved. Are you understanding me? Israel was worshiping idols. So through him, the Philistines, who were all over God's people, should be stopped. So God will raise him up and give him God's inheritance so he can use the resources to defend the country from the enemy. Use resources to rebuild Israel, to restore Israel. Did he do it? In fact, he did. He fought so many battles. He was even willing to give offers to say, if anyone kills Goliath, we'll give him half. He had that amount of money. We'll give him billions. Anybody who's going to do this. But watch this. He lost the prophetic. And that's where God came and he said, you know what? With who you are now, with who you have become now, this prophetic thing that we have over Israel cannot work with you. So we're going to take you out and bring somebody who's prophetic. Are you understand what I'm saying? There are so many people right now who God is taking them out. He says, oh, what I'm about to do in Israel is prophetic. And you cannot do it because you are no longer in the prophetic. So I'm going to kick you out. And King Saul is like, but I'm doing it. So you must be very careful because you may still be in church. You may still become the king of Israel. You may still be on the throne. But yet in the prophetic you are out. So there was a prophet by the name Samuel. How many people were there in the days of Samuel? So many people. But only one man was prophetic, and his name was David. Only one man. They had a prophet, not the prophetic. What have I said? They had the prophet, but not the prophetic. You may actually have a prophet next to you, teach you, preach to you, but not having the prophetic. So a prophet comes and say, receive your miracle. I receive. And nothing is happening because you are not prophetic. So how do I become prophetic? Now, I'm going to give you quickly some points and I want you to write it down quickly. I want you to write these points, okay? They're very, very important points. Number one, I'll talk about ways in which you can become prophetic. Number one, hearing from God through your Bible. Hearing from God through what? No, I said after me. Hearing from God through your Bible. Again.
Hearing from God through your Bible.
Hearing from God through what?
Your Bible.
If your Bible is not louder and clear, if you do not hear God from your Bible, number one, you are not prophetic. In fact, leave the prophetic church. If there are people who must hear God from the Bible, are those people in prophetic ministry? Hearing God from your Bible. You cannot think you'll hear God from Major One, from the prophet on the pulpit, if you can't hear him from the Bible. The Bible calls this book the book of prophecy. This is not the book of reading. It is the book of prophecy. So you cannot live a prophetic life if you do not have time with the Father reading this book. This book. If you see, I prophesy to you. I hear God. But if you open my Bible, you'll be so shocked. Everywhere you open, just open like this. You see, you anywhere you open in my Bible, anywhere.
The notes.
Check. Look at the notes. Anywhere you open, I start hearing from there. That's where we hear God here. You can never be prophetic if you cannot hear God speak to you through the Bible. This is the book of prophecy. If you do not have a business to do with this book, you are not prophetic, you are pathetic. Listen to me. Let me talk properly.
Talk measure.
If you want your things to move well,
yes.
Can I show you something?
Yes.
Joshua chapter 1. Let's go from verse 8. We have people who say, I need prosperity. I want success. See what the Bible says. It says, this book of the law. This book, the same book, this one. Do you know what the Bible says? It says, this book, come on, say with me,
this book
shall not depart. Exactly. Let's see there. Then the Bible says what? It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Is it saying from your eyes? It says from your, the problem is people, they think it's just reading. No, it's a talk with. It must not depart from your mouth. Keep on talking about what the Bible says. 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 By his stripes, I was healed. The Bible says. Greater is he who lives in me than he who is in the world. The Bible says. I am a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, new things. The Bible says, if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? The Bible says, I am not the tail, I am the head. The Bible says, if the Lord is with us, who can be? The Bible says, I am the light of this world, a city built upon the mountain. I can never be hidden. The Bible says, I am the apple of God's eye. The Bible says, in him we live, we move, we exist, and have our being. The Bible. It says, this book of the law shall not depart, not just from reading it. It says, from your mouth. So number one, how to live the prophetic life. It is hearing God from the Bible. Are you understanding this? It says, why must it not depart from your mouth? How many people today speak the Bible, confess the Bible? Few people. And they're looking for success. Never. Do you know why? Let's continue reading the Bible. Then the Bible says what? It says what? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. The way you go on Twitter, the way you go on your Instagram, the way you do your TikTok. It says the same way, meditate. Not only night, not only day. It says day. Somebody say, how to be prophetic. Says, meditate day and in night. It cannot depart from your mouth if you meditate. What will you talk if you don't meditate it? It doesn't say read. There's a difference between reading and meditating. In fact, there's a difference between studying and meditating. It says what? Go in the scripture. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. That what? That you may, as you meditate, you may observe. So in that meditation, there are things you shall start observing. To observe is to discover. As you are meditating, you shall begin to discover. Okay. That you may what? Observe to do according to all that is written in it. Why? There's a question mark, and then there's an answer. For then you will make what? Your way prosperous. How many people are looking for to have prosperous journeys? I have this way. I want to prosper. Papa, I need to prosper. I need my things to prosper. The Bible says, meditate so that you may observe. And if you shall do that, you shall prosper. How? It says, by what you say from your mouth. He said, it must not depart from your mouth. So keep on talking it. Be speaking it. Be confessing it. Meditate it, that you may observe. Are you here? Let me show you something. Then the Bible says what? It says, for then you will make way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Full stop. Good success. Success does not come just by sitting in church and watching a prophet and believing God. Oh, I got it. The prophet is talking. No, he says, simple. You yourself must begin to develop how to be prophetic. Only on a good soil can only be suitable for the seed of God. When God puts a seed on the good ground, the Bible says it germinates and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. And if you look at the pattern 30, 60, and 100, it tells you that in the kingdom, there is only one law of increase. It's not 100, 60, and 30. It says 30, 60, and 100. So your life moves from one level to another level, to another level, if you're a good what? So the good environment is being prophetic. How to be prophetic? How to be prophetic? Because we are releasing words here. I am releasing prayers every Monday, every Sunday, every Friday. Come on, you must be a good soil. Because we are looking for fruit. How many are following? Are you following? Somebody say, help me, God. I want to be a good soil. No. The way you are talking is like something's happening where you are. Come on, speak loud and clear. Say, help me, God. I want to be the good soil. Clap your hands for Jesus Christ if you miss somebody. Hallelujah. It says, if you want success, this book must not depart from you. If you cannot hear God from the Bible, you will never hear him from anywhere. I repeat, if you can't hear God from the Bible, you will never hear him from anywhere. So can prophetic life be lived? Listen to me. There are things we strive to become. There are things we receive by grace. And there are things that we develop a habit to become them. So being prophetic, it's not something that falls from heaven and goes on a person, boom. No, you develop it. Can you imagine? Look at King Saul. You can't force it on him. You can't force it on King Saul. The anointing can come upon King Saul, but not prophetic. The prophetic never came upon King Saul. He had to develop it. The Bible says when he was with the prophets, he behaved like a prophet. When he's out of them, that confession stopped. That declaring the word of God stopped. but not David. If David will not prophesy himself, he'll bring another. He'll bring his prophet, Samuel, prophesy into my life. Are you following me, somebody? I want to tell you something. God wants you to be prophetic, because what God wants to do upon your life is too big for just a normal person. It won't work. God is looking for a prophetic environment. Somebody who understands that what God wants to do is so divine. It is a supernatural thing. It won't work with a normal person. God chose you. God will look for the obvious and choose the obvious. And when people look at those things, people say this can't be used, because what is obvious with God is not obvious with men. So in the sight of men, God will choose what is not obvious. Because it is not about the abilities of a man. It is God. This is why you are believing God. Because you know. Come on, somebody say amen. Number one, hear God from the Bible. Hear him through that word. If you want to live a prophetic life, hear God from the Bible. Number two,